Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 8 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight we have a very special show with two very special guests. One of them will be competing this weekend in the Scenic City Invitational, and one of them is the co-promoter of the Scenic City Invitational. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Buck and Scott Hensley. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. As soon as the computer lets you...
Sorry, I don't know that one.
And we, of course, seem to be having technical difficulties, because what would an episode of Matt Chat be without technical difficulties? Gentlemen, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
All right, well, we'll seem to got one of you. Now, hopefully we've got both of you.
I'm here. I can hear Billy. I can hear you also, Ace. Can you hear me? This is Scott.
I hear you loud and clear.
All right, sounds good.
Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, I will admit, I only became aware of SCI sometime last year. I think right after it passed last year, actually. So tell the listeners what exactly is the Scenic City Invitational.
I'll take it from a promoter's stance to begin with, and then Billy can talk about it as a wrestler, what it means. But with the Scenic City Invitational, it is a two-night tournament in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area. We have 16 of the best professional wrestlers you'll find anywhere, and that includes locally, regionally, nationally, internationally. Now we've brought in a couple of guys from Canada. So we've done this. This will be our fifth year, and we give these guys a platform to compete, to try to prove that they are the best of the field. And then we also raise money for a good cause. This year we're at Soddy Daisy High School, and that's what it's all about for us from the promoting side. Billy, I'll let you talk about it as a wrestler.
Yeah, and I mean, for wrestlers, just like Scott said, is different talent comes around, and they're all trying to thrive of being the best. So we're in this little tournament for two nights, and you know, you'll see guys all over Tennessee that you know of, guys like Scott said, there's, you know, from Canada, people that you never been in the ring with. So, I mean, it all comes to being in the ring, doing the best, proving that you're the best, especially guys you've never been in the ring with. So for me as a wrestler, it means, you know, it's a big deal to me. So, and why not? I get to aggravate Scott why I get to do what I love to do.
And he's very good at that.
Now, who are some names that have been in the tournament in the past and even this year coming up?
Go ahead. going back to the past, you know, we've had guys like Matt Riddle, who's now with NXT. We had Jackson Ryker that's with NXT now when he was Gunner. We had Kongo Kong. We had Moose. We had Leo Rush. We've had a smattering of guys that have popped up onto the larger independents lately, as far as like Joey Janela, Darby Allin. We've had Kurt Stallion that just actually faced Matt Riddle on the network there, or on Evolve, I'm sorry. We had and Anthony Henry is a guy that's really taken off, and that's a guy that Billy Buck actually has some history with. So, you know, it's guys that are from this area taking off, and then it's also we try to reach out and bring in some of the top competition, because it really raises the bar for everybody when you have that top competition in here. Other guys that we've had in, we've had Chris Hero in. Last year, we had probably a dozen guys that have now gone on to international tours. So, you know, it's a lot of fun to bring in these guys that are working so hard to be seen and to be noticed and to get opportunities in wrestling. And wrestling is just like everything else. You know, you get opportunities because you've had opportunities. So this, we want this to be a legitimate opportunity for the wrestlers. And, you know, that I think it really has become that. But this year, we've got guys like B-Boy. We've got guys like Matt Tremont, Daniel Macabe from Canada, Tony Deppen that's actually in PWG's Bola tournament this year. He's going to Japan after our event. But guys from all over the place, and then regional guys as well. Billy Buck is a force to be reckoned with Team Tag, and as a singles competitor in the Southeast. This is actually his second time with us, so we are excited to have him back. And then also we've got guys like Joey Lynch that won the tournament last year, J.D. Drake, who was just on the WWE Network, a big star with Evolve. And then one of the guys that we've really pointed out this year, returning to his own high school, Jaden Newman. It's his first year in the tournament. He's really gotten after it. He's been out there in St. Louis and Washington, D.C. and Texas and Philadelphia. He's in Chikara Young Lions Cup, made it to the second round. And then I'm going to transition it here, because we've got a guy that just signed a contract to do this for a living, a guy named Marco Stunt. Billy, what are your thoughts on Marco Stunt?
Now, if you're asking, you know, especially hearing the news and being signed as a person outside the ring, I'm happy for him. You know, he's doing what everybody who is stepping the ring to conquer, he got signed. You know, but if you're asking me being in the ring with him, you know, I hate him. And because he is the top guy right now, apparently everybody's talking about him. And lucky for me, he's my very first opponent, you know, Friday night. And so I get to take my aggression out on him for one, you know, being so, you know, he's a talented guy. So I get to take my aggression being so talented. And on top of that, to show him that, you know, he's in the wrong place, because Friday night, the whole SCI tournament is going to be, you know, Billy Bucks and Team Tags night. So, but as far as a guy outside, I'm happy for him. You know, get it, man. Anybody deserves it. Everybody who works their butt off trying to learn from it, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I saw he was the subject of a very controversial post that's making its rounds on social media. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Of course.
There was a guy who was very unhappy about that. Well, I'm not going to give him any publicity, just saying that he was unhappy. And, you know, why can't we just, we're supposed to be a brotherhood. Why can't we all be happy for each other? I was involved in the business for 4 years, and it's brought me some of my best friends. And
yeah,
I don't know Marco Stunt, but I'm extremely happy for the guy.
I agree with you totally on that. And speaking on that individual, from me coming from, you know, it's his opinion. Everybody's entitled to it. I love the guy. He's never done me wrong. And that's the same as Marco. I'm happy for the guy. He deserves it. But a lot of people, you know, have their different opinions. And the way I look at it is, you have a certain style that you grew up watching, you love, and you know, Gunner, let's face it, Gunner, he's the jacked up, he has the physique. A lot of people don't realize, you know, they can criticize him all he wants, but if he puts his 100% into it, he will go places just like Marco Stunt. And I hate him for that, because like I said, not all of us are gifted with the body and the physique, and you know, but that's what also makes him, Marco, different. And but like I said, it's everybody watches a different style of wrestling, and you know, back in the day, that's all they wanted. They wanted the big guys, larger than life, who were jacked up, big, and you know, believable. Which I think nowadays, that, which is, in my opinion, that we can do in the ring, is to make it, to come away to make it believable, because we are invested in it, you know, more than what people think, where whoever steps in the ring, you're invested in it, either whether it's going to the gym, videotaping, studying, just working on your craft, you're dedicated to it when you step in the ring. So, in my opinion, that each style out there, whether it's old school, it's people like to call it strong style, people like to call it flippy floppy stuff. It's, you know, just like go out there and just freaking tear the house down, no matter, and adjust to that style and be you. And that's the art about wrestling, in my opinion. Is that you're taking on different guys, different level guys, different heights, different, you know, weight, height, whatever, and you go out there and you just you do put on a wrestling match, and to where the fans absolutely love them, like, oh my God, that was just unbelievable. So, like I said, everybody's got different opinions. I understand where he's coming from, and at the same point, I'm happy for Marco, because he's still showing that people, you know, you don't have to be 6'5", 6'6", and jacked up, that, you know, you can still make it. And because everybody, like I said, everybody who's stepping in the ring or trying to, that's their number one goal, is to be able to get signed somewhere, whether it be WWE or New Japan and Ring of Honor, Evolved, you know, AEW. I mean, that's everybody's goal, is to make it somewhere, to get signed that contract. So I don't know if that makes any sense to you, because I know I
absolutely
I
does.
Tend to...
Now,
so, I mean, like I said,
Scott, from a promoter standpoint, how long does it take to plan an event like this?
It's ridiculous. You know, it's something that we legitimately work on all year, basically. We have added 3 additional events to our calendar now. We've added those over the last couple of years. We do have Scenic City, or Tanks Scenic City Throwdown, coming up on October the 26th. Then we will also have the Scenic City Rumble, probably toward the end of January, 1st of February. That date has not been set yet. And then we will have Scenic City Showdown sometime around April. So the big one is the Invitational. It's been called our WrestleMania, so to speak, but it's more like a two-day King of the Ring, obviously. But it is something where we are looking at guys constantly. On the day that we announced J.D. Drake this year, I posted one of those memories from Facebook on the exact day 2 years prior to that where I had gone out to South Carolina to scout James Drake or J.D. Drake, which that's a guy that Billy Buck's also familiar with. And Billy Buck talked about adapting to styles. I think it's really interesting. I give Billy a lot of credit here because he is a guy that gets in there and gets after it with every style of guy. He's been across the ring from Drake, I believe, which Drake's a big guy, and Billy is no small guy, but Billy's been in there with guys like Slim J and recently Benjamin Carter, a Seth Rollins trainee guy from the UK. He's actually in our Futures tournament this year. Marco Stunt won our Futures tournament last year. I know I'm going off on tangents here, but a short answer to your question, all year.
I keep going back and forth on whether I want to try my hand at promoting, and some things make me want to do it. Some things make me not want to do it. It's like,
it's very difficult. You know, it's something that I've always wanted to do literally my whole life. The only answer I ever had to the question of what do you want to do for a living was promote professional wrestling. I actually even called. I don't know if you're familiar with the Nashville wrestling scene, Nashville, Tennessee. But have you ever heard of Burt Prentice?
I've heard the name.
All right, so I'm
not real familiar with the Tennessee wrestling scene because I'm up in Ohio,
sure.
But
that's fine. Yeah. Billy, are you familiar with Burt Prentice?
Yes.
Yeah. So he ran USA Championship Wrestling in Nashville, maybe USWA. He was involved with several promotions. So when I was in probably middle school or high school, like, we had to do a paper where we interviewed someone who was doing that job. And so I looked up Burt Prentice and gave him a call. He did not make time for me, but that's fine. But from an early age, that's what I wanted to do, you know, and I invested in myself by going to college and getting a master's degree in business administration. And with the Scenic City Invitational, it's so different than anything anybody else really does because we play with house money. You know, I'm very transparent about that because I want it to be known that we are doing an event for the organizations that we work with, but we are so passionate about these events that we put on that we are out there trying to get after it and sell tickets also and promote these events to make them successful for the schools. And we've been able to raise thousands of dollars, but, you know, I'm not at a financial risk with these events. So I'm at a different place with promoting. You know, I give it up to the guys that do put their skin on the line out there, that do risk that money to, you know, they say if you build it, they will come, but not with wrestling. I mean, I'm sure Billy has been to some events that were advertised like crazy and you think it's going to be great and you show up and there's no fans. You just never know. And then it goes the opposite way as well. You know, there's probably been some events where you're like, I don't know if I want to work there or not. And you show up and there's 300 or 400 people that go crazy for you. Right, Billy?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Billy, I'm going to put you on the spot and I'm going to ask you a question here if I can. Have you ever thought about promoting or have you ever been on the promoter side?
I've done the promoting one time. And that was in my hometown in Anderson, South Carolina.
And that's all it took.
I've always wanted to do it at my a wrestling event at my high school because I started back in 2002, and I graduated in 2003. And a lot of my teachers and friends and all that, they were not able to travel to Georgia because that's where I pretty much started out, was just all the events I was doing. And so I've always wanted to do that. And I got in touch with a couple of friends of mine who had the ring, and I started doing the promoting, passing out flyers, and I had the coach, the head coach at the time. He was down and willing because I was doing basically like a fundraiser for the football team because I played football all 4 years. And the night of where the event was supposed to happen at, I called the head coach and asked him, you know, about the key for us to get in the building, to get everything set up. And he basically told me, oh, I meant to call you and let you know we're going to have to cancel. And so I've had all the flyers and everything and people calling me, asking me tickets and such. And, you know, and that was a headache. And luckily, the buddy that I had who was helping me put the ring up that day, he found someone to talk to at another high school that were willing to do it one night for the next day. And of course, I went in, you know, financially, I had to pay out of pocket on this one, an extra. But to do it just for, you know, my friends and everybody saw what, you know, that I've been getting into, wanting to start and see me actually for the first time. It didn't go as well as I would like for it to, but it, you know, it happened the best as it could, you know, with being short notice and them being so gracious of letting us come in one day. I mean, you know, it was like maybe 100 people showed up when I had a bunch of people showing up at the other high school, because they didn't get the memo that it was not going to be there and they just didn't come. And so, I mean, headache. And I was like, you know what? Never again.
Jeez. So Ace, does that make you want to promote?
Well, I'm actually planning on promoting one show next year for charity. So we'll see how that goes. I'll probably make a further decision about it after that.
The thing that I tell people to do is to really give other people a reason to get invested. You know, Billy talked about trying to get that high school involved. And, you know, some of the schools that we've worked with, I mean, the results have varied tremendously as far as the work that they're willing to put in. Ultimately, you know, it's their fundraiser. We get paid regardless of whether, you know, we do any work or not. You know, they expect it, and I want to do it, and I feel like, you know, it's the right thing to do. But ultimately, you know, they are the ones that benefit from it. So you would think that a lot of them would really get out there and, you know, sell the tickets and everything, but that's just not the case. And I think pro wrestling is a tough sell for just the general public. You know, I told somebody the other day, I said, sometimes I feel like I would be better off selling like steak knives or encyclopedias to some people when you talk to them about wrestling. But it's not those people that matter. Which everyone matters ultimately, but the people that matter for your events are the people that, you know, are going to bring those kids that are going to come and with sparkles in their eyes, you know, see these guys right in front of them that are absolutely superhuman. You know, Billy Buck is a superhuman person to get in there and do what he does, as well as, you know, every person that we book for Scenic City. But it's really important to just secure those relationships and to secure your venue. And you have to depend on so many people. You know, Billy talked about his coach there that let him down. And so, I mean, even the people you know sometimes will let you down. But I also, Billy, I enjoyed your story there because there was a sort of a good part of it where it sounded like some friends really stepped up. And that goes back to us talking about sort of wrestling being a brotherhood. So in those tough times, you find out who your true friends are.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, we're still friends to this day. And we still hang out and we talk about wrestling, even though he's not in the, you know, the sport anymore, but, you know, he had my back that day, and it's continued from both sides since now. So, and it will, you know, as long as we both live. So.
Now, back to your point about friends stepping up, I actually attempted to promote an event back in, it was going to be in 2014, we were going to do it. And due to some circumstances beyond our control, we had to push it back. I actually ended up in the hospital.
Jeez.
But a friend of mine actually took over all of the work that had to be done while I was in the hospital. And the event actually happened.
Hmm.
So
that's awesome. Yeah, good.
Because I was in the hospital for I want to say 8 out of the 12 month span. I was in the hospital for 8 months of that. So,
oh my goodness.
She took over and got the event done, and we raised $900.
That's great.
It wasn't
wow.
as big as I wasn't as big as I was hoping it would be, but we still got it done and got the money that. And I'm, like I said, I'm trying to do a similar event next year because I couldn't get it done this year.
Yeah, maybe you can bring up some Scenic City Invitational talent to that event. I guess we'll have to see about that when the time comes.
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, and you know, just to rib Scott there for a minute, if you think about bringing in the SEI talent, you could bring the trio's champions, you know, Billy Buck and Team Tag with Kevin Blue and Chris Spectra. Ain't that right there, Scott? You know, we are the trios champions of the SCI.
You guys are technically the trophy holders, but you're not the champions. The Carnies beat you.
I beg to differ. The Carnies split up that night, and we did bring home the trophies, and so, you know, that's how great we are.
There's no clause that says you have to stay together after you win. They pinned you guys, and they won.
I think we will agree to disagree on that one.
Well, the bell rang. I remember announcing, and your winners of the Scenic City Invitation or Scenic City Trios Tournament, the Carnies. I remember it. I said that. I'm the ring announcer also.
I don't remember that. No, all I remember is carrying a trophy and my two buddies having trophies held high as we walked out of the arena and, you know, all over the internet congratulating us that, you know, all of the teams that we have fought that night and we came out on top. That's what I remember.
You posted a picture with the trophies. Of course people thought you won.
I don't remember who posted that picture. I just know it wasn't, you know, me. It was probably one of the fans and such, and realized how hard, dedicated work that we put into, and that knew that we were beaten and bruised and battered, and so they just put it on there for us, you know, so we could rest.
It's ridiculous. No, you guys grabbed a photographer and had him take the picture. I saw it. It was ridiculous. I was yelling at you guys the whole time.
Well, I remember it was a promo shots. You know, they had to give us new promo shots out there. And, of course, why wouldn't we put the trophies after we just won it? I mean, who wouldn't? So, anyway, you know, long story short, you know, we were the trios champions, Team Tag, you know. So if you ever need, you know, booking for a Team Tag, you just let us know.
Yeah, just don't have trophies laying around there, Ace, or Billy Buck and Team Tag will just pick them up and take them home.
Well, you know, we win them, and we do take them home. So he's right about that. After we win them, we take them home.
You know, I think this is the most fun I've had during doing an interview in several months.
I'm glad you're having fun because Billy just can't find the truth over there.
Oh, the truth is, this Friday night after I beat, Marco's stunt senseless, and then go on to win this tournament and once again have a trophy around my waist and holding up high with the other trophies for the SCI trios. So that's the truth.
Yeah, I give Billy a lot of credit. You know, we booked Billy in this tournament. He earned his way into this tournament by legitimately being one of the best wrestlers, but he was not a trios champion. Trophy holder, maybe, since you stole it, but not a champion.
Who has the trophies there, Scott?
You still have them because you stole them.
Thank you. That's all I need to say is we have them. Thank you.
Great.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Ooh.
So just out of curiosity, how many people attend the SCI every year?
Typically, Friday night is a little lower than Saturday night. We did have a really big Friday night back in 2017 because it was the retirement of the Strong Style Psycho Tank, which, Tank has been all over the United States, IWA Mid-South, and some different promotions there, a career from, I believe, 1996 up to 2017, and now he's beginning to make some sporadic appearances again. I've labeled him Tanky Funk. Typically on night one, we're looking at 200 to 300 people on night one, and then night two, anywhere from, you just never know. I mean, anywhere from 300 to 500 people we're hoping for.
Wow. That's an amazing turnout.
Yeah, and we have a great core group of fans that really know their wrestling. You know, they follow everything from the Southeast and way beyond. And so we have sort of what they call the Twitter fans, which, they get a lot of grief, but they're very opinionated. But when you can give the Twitter fans what they want, which, some people would argue they don't know what they want, and that's probably true with any large group, but we have a large group of just really great fans from Twitter. And, I know that's how you and I connected, Ace, was over Twitter. But we have fans that come in from literally all over the world, from England. We've had Australia, Mexico, Canada, and it's so much fun to see a diverse group of people coming to watch a diverse tournament. I will get my plug in here. I don't know how long you have for us here, but Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd, Soddy Daisy High School. That's SODDY DASY, Soddy Daisy High School. Bell time is at 7:30 p.m., and you can go to SCIWrestling.com for tickets. You can look at our social media for some more information as far as all the matches. Ace, what else you got for us?
Well, actually, that's about it. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend the tournament this year. I am definitely planning on making it down next year because this sounds like something I definitely want to check out.
Good deal.
Yeah,
you'll have to tell us all about your show when you come.
I absolutely will. or I might try to catch one of the other events prior to the tournament. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, going off of that, you know, we have grown this year into a whole weekend of events. IWTV is coming down to film 5 events over 4 days. Tomorrow night is Crux Wrestling in nearby Red Bank, Tennessee. It's literally 5 to 10 minutes from Soddy Daisy High School. We've got night one on Friday. We've got the Futures Showcase Tournament brought to you by Action, which is also a place where you can regularly find Billy Buck, Action Wrestling, based out of Tyrone, Georgia. And then we have night two, Saturday night. And then up in Nashville, they have Southern Underground Pro. So we sort of have like a mini territory system going on with TWE here in Chattanooga, Southern Underground Pro in Nashville, Action Wrestling down in Tyrone, Georgia. But just a great group of hardworking guys, a great group of just hardcore fans that love their wrestling. And we are so excited to put this on, give these guys this opportunity, and raise money for a great cause.
I wish you guys all the success, and I can't wait to hear about it. I would actually like to possibly next week. I don't know what my schedule is. I don't know what your schedule is, but I would love to come on, maybe do a review show.
Sure, yeah, we can do that. And you can actually watch the show completely free, which, you know, somebody may not like me giving it away there, but IWTV, they have a new mobile app. And if you download the mobile app, they have a code, I believe, that you can use, and you can watch every event from this weekend completely free on IWTV. So here I am pitching for them also, and I don't even work for them, but they are a great partner, and we're excited to partner with so many different groups.
That's awesome. See, you can see, you can watch it for free and watch me win it all. That's amazing.
There you go. Well, I mean, hey, Billy has one of the best, you know, they call them super kicks. Billy's is a buckshot. You know, Billy is a bigger guy. He's got huge legs, and they are really accurate. I've seen him knock some heads off, and if Marco tries to go high-flying, I worry that Billy's going to knock his head off. I really do.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have to worry. He worries that I am. Oh, no. Well, you might as well worry, because that's going to happen.
Well, gentlemen, I'm about out of time. I want to thank you both for being on the show.
Thanks so much,
Ace. Thank you for having me. Not so much.
I can't wait.
Thank you for having me.
Can't wait to hear about the tournament, and I'm actually going to try to watch it, but I don't know if I'll be able to. But I do want to thank you both for being on the show. And Scott, we will try to work something out. Maybe we can do a review show sometime next week.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, Ace.
Thank you both. Have a good night.
Thanks, sir. Take care.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Scott Hensley, co-promoter of SCI and 2-time now participant, Billy Buck. You can catch them this weekend at Soddy Daisy High School in the metropolitan Chattanooga, Tennessee area. That's about all the time I've got. Have a good night, everybody.